Silver Line north.
Like, ooh, this is me.
And it's going north, through the tunnel.
How far from here?
It'll go all the way out.
An employee at the Ketchikan Visitor Center is explaining the city's bus system to a tourist couple wearing rain gear. The center is filled with passengers from the Volendam who are taking shelter from rain and asking questions about Ketchikan. Carrie is the visitor services coordinator here.
I think we're off to an okay start. We'll see how it goes. I think it's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's always exciting. The first ship is always kind of exciting, and everybody, there's a lot of energy in the air.
I caught a couple tourists as they were heading out the door.
Bill and Terry Heaver.
And where are you all from?
Williamsburg, Virginia.
What are you all planning to do in Ketchikan?
What we intend to do, we're just going to sightsee. Just take a look around, see what you have to offer.
Anything in particular you want to see?
Eagles. I'm dying to see. I love birds, and I want to see the eagles.
Bill and Terry are celebrating their 50th anniversary with this cruise. They say they had no idea Alaska was so vast, and they hope to come back again. Outside of the visitor center, it's cold and rainy, but that's driving people into the shops lining downtown Ketchikan. A lot of those shops have been closed all winter and are just opening for the season today.
My name is Kanoe Thomas, and I work for Alaska Bear Company. We opened today, and we just got the store ready, and we are a local store, so we've been trying to get the store ready before the ships come in. It's actually really exciting because in the wintertime here, it's kind of like a ghost town downtown, and so when the cruise ships come in, it's kind of like the downtown's really alive, so I'm really excited to meet new people this year.
I'm Ted Zavakis from the Yukon East Popcorn Emporium. We opened today.
So what's it like to interact with the tourists?
I love it. I mean, meeting new people every day. It's just, it's such a neat, you know, and because most people, you know, we get a lot of foreign, not non-U.S. folks, and so they're just so interesting to talk to hear their dialects and their accents.
There are about a dozen traffic guards scattered downtown wearing orange and yellow vests. They're holding stop signs at some of the busy crosswalks.
My name is Dusinger Jabel. It's important for us to be out here helping because, When the cruise ship season starts, we have the tourists, and then we have to make sure they are safe from getting hit by a car, something like that. That's why we control the traffic so that they are safe.
When they're not crossing the street, the tourists are in the shops.
I'm Corinne. I'm from Singapore. A second time in Ketchikan, yeah.
So how would you describe Alaska to your friends back in, you said Singapore?
Fantastic place, you know, magnificent glacier scenery. And friendly people, I'll tell them to come.
Not all of the tourists have positive things to say about Alaska. Before Ketchikan, the Volendam stopped in Juneau. This is Kel from Calgary, Canada.
I just want to say Juneau, being the capital of the state of Alaska, needs to improve itself a lot. It left a really bad impression on a lot of the people on the ship because it's so run down. A lot of intoxicated people walking around the streets.
The only complaint tourists seem to have about Ketchikan was the rain. The next cruise ship docks in town May 4th. I'm Emily Files.